This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM86 and The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, all across America on great radio stations. Some of you are tuning into us right now, listening that way. Thank you very much. Some of you are listening to us on the internet streams, and some of you, like our military men and women, might be listening to us on the satellite too, because they're listening all around the country at their bases and all around the world too via the satellite. Now also to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our border patrol, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, and the United States Coast Guard too. Thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those people that are out there working tonight on the Third Watch, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail center sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the goodies we've got over there, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And before I go to Ms. Rosemary, Flip is flipping out over there. He's flipping, and I see him flipping away. And Ms. Rosemary, he's saying hello to you.
Well, it just so happens I'm going to do a little shout-out tonight. Hi, Flip. I love you. Been praying for you, my sweet friend. Actually, I've got a message I was going to do on Flag Day, but it's a little early, so I'll squeeze that in tomorrow night or the next night. But we have not done a shout-out in the third week. I couldn't believe it, so I told the captain I better say hi to a few people. And, Flip, you were right there. So God bless you. I'm saying hi to you, too, my dear friend. And, yes, you are in my prayers. Flip's had kind of a rough year. And, by the way, I'll be glad when the next month is over, because this has been quite a few months. Now, I want to say hi also. And, by the way, I have lists upon lists. So I'm just going to do a few names. So I can only do a few names at a time. Those of you who know by now, you know that the captain has one of the largest growing shows ever. So when I give a shout-out, the blessings, that means I took time to pray. And by the way, I did. I put special prayer in this, otherwise I couldn't do it. It'd be silly. So special prayer, that means if you're listening, if you're online, all of you, military, first responders, all of you that he mentioned, you're going to get blessed, double blessed. So, but let me mention a few names. Flip, you were right there on top. Also, Catwoman and Road Dog. Road Dog, I hope you had a nice birthday. To Dan, let me just say this right now, our Professor Emeritus, a great man from Indiana we always love to hear from. And, yes, Colonel Jim Warshak. I even had him on because I think he's coming on later, the Republic Party, Hillsborough County, because he's always interesting. Actually, the captain's whole show is so interesting now that I don't even need coffee. I mean, it's right there. He just has so many great people on there. So y'all don't want to hang, you want to stay online is what I'm trying to say. And then I wanted to say hi to Bill Bunkley and Craig Gross and his wife, Tony, because such friends forever, Craig and myself and Tony. And I don't know if they're listening or not tonight. I sometimes people don't. Sometimes they do and take a chance. And then I want to say hi to Maria, our German-American sweetheart. She's been with the captain much longer. When I first came on, she was there. She's always there. And we just are so grateful for, and also Major Mac, all of Germany, all of you. I can't say enough. This is for everybody. I just can't. I've got pages on pages of names, so I just have to just pick out a few each time I do it, because it just gets crazy for me. But anyway, I love everybody so much. You know, honest to God, I could not love more than I love every one of you. Also to Also, there's a couple of people that, for their illness and so forth. Julie in Atlanta, still praying for you. I don't know. She's not always on the line because we know she's sick. And Sam in Atlanta, if you're listening. Mm-hmm. To you. To Steve in Thailand. To our captain's friend Mark in Texas. To Al in Nebraska. So proud of it. Did his son go into service, Captain? Did I? I don't know if I'm right on that. But anyway. Good.
Yes, his son went into the service.
God bless. I'm so proud of And I know you're proud. So to you and your son, Al, God bless you. To Richard, our Marine friend in Oregon. You know, to Terry, our overnight worker in Nashville. To LJ in Michigan. I mean, I could just absolutely never end with this because there's so many of you, but every one of you. And I have to say this again. I don't know a lot of your names because some of you, you know, you talk to the captain. I may not know you, but you're in on this. If you are online when I, and you didn't know I was going to do this tonight. So double blessings to you if you are online. Double, double, double. And I take this seriously. I take my prayer intercessory life very some people think too seriously. No, you can't be too serious as a prayer intercessor. And by the way, I have an article on prayer intercessors and what they by someone else and what they do and what it means. I might read that some night. We do take everything seriously. If you call me about a problem, I take it as serious as if it's my own. We intercede just like my Lord intercedes for me. You know, thank God for our Lord. That's for sure for Jesus Christ he said. Also to the U.S. Coast Guard, I don't know what we do without all of you, and to Jeff in Sarasota, to all of you people in Atlanta, to Nixon Farms, to you Sarasota Bradenton people, so many of you. I told the captain once, I can't even go with names, and he said, that's right, there's so many. But I usually, Jeff in North Sarasota because he's such a great helper. And you see, my time's almost up, and I haven't even begun. I have not even really begun. So just remember that, every one of you. And also, I think I missed last time, Don and Donna in Carrollton, Georgia. I don't know what to say about them, Captain. They're just that whole area. They're absolutely, anyway, they're very important to the show. I know I've left a lot out. Mark the trucker. Oh, all you creek carrier drivers. We never want to leave the drivers and truckers off. You mean so much. You're out there working in weather that we are now getting here that I don't know how you do it. I've always said that something I couldn't do. The firefighters thing last night, I couldn't do that. So to everyone, let me just end, because I've got pages and pages. Let me just end this tonight. I will try to put the message on the flag, which I usually get on. I know I did it last year. I have a little less time to do it, so I'm going to try and squeeze that in also this week. And we'll do more of these where...
Okay, you're going to get cut off, and I think you just did there, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, because the music came in a little softer than what it normally did, and then all of a sudden it jumped in. But anyway, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we appreciate her very much, and we'll be right back with more. Your phone calls, too, 877-969-8600.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by the great folks down below at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, right there at the Mixon Fruit Farms store. Now, those of you that get the brochure when you come to Florida to visit, and you get the Florida tourist and historical sites and all that sort of stuff, Mixon Fruit Farms has been around for 80 years, and they're in that book that you're going to get at the tourist or the travel centers. So, when you stop by to visit them, take a look at the farm and the store and all the different things they have to offer, and take that tram ride that they have around the farm as well. You'll be able to come back and enjoy the blessings, if you will, at the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, because they've got some of the best food in the area. They are the hidden gem, as I like to call them, the hidden gem of Bradenton. Now, they're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida, inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store. And don't forget to check out their lunchtime specials. Lots of great things for you. Next time I go down there, I'm going to get the forklift burger, because I had that, probably a month ago, maybe, or so. Not too bad. And their loaded BLT, boy, that's to die for, too. So there you go. But Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store, the hidden gem of Bradenton. Their phone number, if you want to call ahead for an order, 941-748-5829, located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Well, on the line, we have the Professor Emeritus of the Captain's America Third Watch radio show, Dan Mann in Lafayette, Indiana. Hey, Dan.
Hey, I just want to be known as the Professor of the Matt Bruce Chair for Political Economy.
You got it. You got it. Go ahead. What's going on, sir?
I heard President Trump in Iowa and former Vice President Biden in Iowa. I just wish right now, until this campaign gets going good, when you finally start having caucuses and primaries, and some televised debates that President Trump would just go out there and toot his own horn. I think the Fed is going to help him out.
Oops, I think I just lost you, Dan. Keep talking, but you definitely got quiet on my end.
All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I think it must be you. But anyway, if the Fed lowers interest rates a quarter point or half a point, I think it should be smooth sailing economic-wise for Trump into 2020 and 2021. But, you know, right now I know he wants to get into a verbal fist fight with Biden. This isn't the time. Just go out and tell people the job situation, the economic situation, how it hasn't been this way since 1969, how certain groups have never had such low unemployment rates, and just do that, because say the things the other side can't say, and they can't say they've ever done that. You know, toot your own horn and go out there. I think that's the way to do it. Right now is no time to get down in the gutter. There's plenty of time for that, but lay your road down on where you want to go right now, and just let Crazy Joe out there blow away. That's the advice I'd give President Trump right now.
Well, I have a question for you, because Joe Biden's record, I think, is going to come up to catch up to him here real quickly. And people are already starting to talk about it. The Democrats are starting to attack Joe Biden based on his record going all the way back to, I believe, 1973.
That's when he was elected. He was the fifth youngest man ever elected to the U.S. Senate. That's how long he's been there. You know, Nixon was president then. He's went through a lot of presidents. Actually, he was so young, he couldn't take his seat for like 3 months until he hit the legal age of 35. So he was very young. He's been there. He's never really held a job. Politics is all that guy knows, and you can tell it because he puts his finger in the wind to see which way it's blowing before he takes a position. And, you know, first he was, the Chinese aren't as strong as we think, and now they're stronger than we think, and we got to get tough with them. And the whole thing on the Hyde Amendment, he's been on both sides of the issue, and sometimes at the same time. He's a professional politician. That's all he knows. You get him out of that political cocoon, like on a national campaign, and he's lost. He doesn't know how to respond. I mean, he's from Delaware. I mean, that's where he seems like he can only win in Delaware. But if he should get the nomination, he would be a heck of a challenger for Trump. I've no doubt about that. He has some real weaknesses electorally, but if he was to get that, he'd be tough. But I think the Democrats, I think this is going to be the theoretical convention for them, because nobody's going to get it on the first ballot. I don't know how anybody's going to get it on the first ballot. And the way they changed their rules, the superdelegates can't vote until the second ballot. So I think their convention in 2020 could look like Chicago did in 1968, just out of control. I mean, all the weirdness comes in. All the weird groups come in. They're going to be off the radar in 2020. So all he has to do is just dial it down a notch and tell the American people exactly how good it is. It's never been this good. I told you get tired of winning, and the Democrats prove it. And probably by 2020, they'll have their bill of impeachment ready in the House. But I think they're wasting their time. It'll never go through the Senate. But that should get him reelected. That's the way I'm looking at it for the next year and a half. It's going to be a long, hard row, and he's going to have to really tone it down a little bit. He's very hyper. It's hard for him to do. But if he does that and just goes out and he's positive, you know, the city on the hill, the shining city on the hill, the Reagan-esque way he did it, I think he'll be fine.
Well, Dan, I got a question to ask you before I have to let you go here. Blacks, and I heard Kamala Harris and Cory Booker talking to some black crowds, talking about the president hasn't done that much and the blacks are still suffering and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And they must be reading this different book than what I'm reading, because I'm looking at the lowest black unemployment in recorded history. I'm looking at earnings being up. I'm looking at almost full employment for the black population in general. Hispanics are doing even as good or better. Minorities in general are doing as good. good or better. And I wonder why the left doesn't want black Americans and Latinos to learn the history of the Democratic Party. And that's how we had slavery to begin with, remember?
No, they were the party responsible for slavery. Jim Crow, you know, Al Gore's father was anti-civil rights legislation in the 50s and the 60s. I think they got to get their base charged up, because Trump has taken a lot of energy out of the African-American community. If it's Joe Biden or any other white person in the Democrat Party that gets the nomination, I think you'll see blacks just sit home on their hands on Election Day 2020, and that really scares them. And you know, the black people I know are pretty high on Trump. You know, it's never looked this good. Everybody's working. The economy's humming like a well-oiled machine. You know, why destroy it? They want, you know, the Democrats want to hurt it or even run it into the ground for their own election benefit. That's great for the country, isn't it? You're gonna run it into the ash so you can get reelected. I don't see it. I do think, though, it just depends on who's going to be the nominee. If it's Joe Biden, I don't think African Americans will even show up at the polls in November 2020.
All right, well, I don't disagree with you at all. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go because I got to do something here towards the bottom of the hour before we get out of the break here. But, Dan, it's always a privilege and an honor, and you are the official Professor Emeritus of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Okay, well, I got to thank Rosemary the Prayer Angel for that, but I'll wear it like a badge of honor.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, Dan the Man, and we're going to let you go. And he's calling us from Lafayette, Indiana, and, of course, Catwoman and Road Dog go up there from Laredo. They turn around, and then they go right back down to Laredo. They are on their way back down there right now. Now, coming up with our military and veterans news segment, there's a lot of stuff that's going on here. And, again, there's a lot of confusion out there with the veterans. I'm going to try to dedicate about half of the new legislation has come out. I'm going to try to dedicate about half of the segment here to the new legislation that has come out, where people are still asking me questions about, is it the Choice Act? Is it the Preference Act? Is it the What Act? What can we do? And I keep trying to help them as best I can. But the thing of it is, you know, with this program that we have that's out there right now, with all the different stuff that's going on, and they've made it easier for the veterans. Not more difficult. They've made it easier. It's just trying to understand it. And if you need some help trying to understand the health insurance part of it, well, I want you to check out my friend Patrick Hyland by giving him a call at 813-966-1052, and he'll talk to anybody anywhere in the country and try to help you. All right, we're coming right back with more. Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden went after each other during separate campaign stops in Iowa.
He was someplace in Iowa today and he said my name so many times that people couldn't stand it anymore.
This is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people.
Regarding policy, Biden wanted to focus Iowans on the president's trade war with China and other fights that have left American farmers hurting so badly, the administration is giving them money for lost export markets.
He thinks that being tough is great. Well, it's really easy to be tough when someone else absorbs the pain.
Though it wasn't an official event, the president took a moment to respond to Biden's comments.
With Biden, we would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 14 points, the S&P down 1 point. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, find them online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Check out what they have to offer. They have two campuses. We'll tell you all about it right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I want to talk to the high school class that just graduated here. I ran into some high schoolers in my travels over the weekend and this week so far, and a lot of them are not going off to college because they know what I know. You don't necessarily have to just jump right into the college parameter and away you go. And if you're not taking business courses, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, unless you're really a biologist or a chemist or someone that wants to go into that type of field, if you're taking just the same old liberal arts colleges, good luck trying to find a job. If you're not taking business courses or some sort of technical courses, you will have a real tough time when you come out of college with that degree trying to find work. And those that are in the business classes and graduate with a business degree always have the leg up when it comes to work and jobs at the end of their tenure. Now, I've got some other way that'll help you, too. It's a 14-month training program at National Aviation Academy, where you can go in, and they've got two different campuses, one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, where in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential and all kinds of benefits as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, for those of you that have done good in metal shop, those of you that have done good maybe working on lawnmowers and, maybe you fly model airplanes and you're good at that, or maybe you've worked on cars or trucks or you worked on bicycles or whatever you've done, if you've done something mechanical and you felt comfortable doing it, this is your chance to take that skill that you have and make it into a high-paying, in-demand job. Because once you get that training, once you get that FAA certification after the 14 months of completion, guess what? You're on your way. And you are in control of your career, not somebody else. Because aviation maintenance techs right now, they can go anywhere. Anywhere in the world. If you want to go to work overseas, if you think you're good enough to work with one of these military contractors and you want to do what needs to be done to get there, you can have a six-figure salary. And it can stay that way. If you want to work for a foreign government, boom, there's opportunities there, too. If you want to work for a foreign airline, opportunities there, too. Or if you just want to work in the United States where you'll start at around $50,000 to $60,000, not too shabby for somebody just getting out of high school 14 months earlier with the training. So, again, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, is where you'll hear me talking about it. And you'll also see the logo link over there to go to the website. But their website is naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. 2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to really appreciate what I just told you when you find out what's in store there. And by the way, Bo will be in Thursday this week to take your questions. So get them ready and shoot them off to me. Well, a ground-making female fighter pilot who was fired from her current job as director for the Defense Department Special Access Programs Central Office, which manages and oversees some of the military's most secretive classified programs, is also under several inspector general investigations right now. Now, she's a two-star. She was running the top secret program office. And I'm not sure what she did. We haven't heard. We don't know. Her name's not being mentioned yet. But she was taken off the job as the investigator. Now, you probably have heard about Staff Sergeant Bevalia, who will be awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor on June 25th for what he did in the Battle of Fallujah in 2004, the Second Battle of Fallujah, when he fought his way all by himself up a staircase to get to some insurgents, floor by floor by floor, that were firing down on his men, creating great havoc and great injury. And for that, he already had a Silver Star with a V for Valor. He's now being upgraded to a Congressional Medal of Honor. And to that, I say it's a story you have to check out. Now, Lockheed Martin and the U.S. Department of Defense have reached a handshake agreement on the next lot of F-35 Joint Strike Fighters, an agreement that for the first time includes options for customers to purchase additional aircraft over the next few years. I might add also that Boeing is having some tough times right now. Boeing hasn't had a new aircraft order in quite a while, ever since this problem they've had with the MAX 8. They've had no new aircraft orders in months. Now, A Long Island man pleaded guilty on Friday to paying nearly $100,000 in bribes to a Navy Exchange employee in order to get the hookup on tax-free booze. He was going there and buying booze at the Navy PX and then, of course, not paying any tax on it, and he wasn't eligible to do that, and then taking it back to his liquor store and selling it, which when you have these tax stamps and all that, on liquor and on alcohol and whatnot, some states put a tax stamp on them so you can tell whether or not the state tax has been paid. Well, he got caught. He got caught. Also, top Pentagon officials say research has shown that human bodies in ketosis, the goal of the popular and controversial ketogenic diet, can stay underwater for longer periods of time, which may, in fact, be able to help some of our more lethal warriors, the frogmen and whatnot, the UDT guys and the Navy SEALs that have to be in the water for a while. So the Navy, the Green Berets in the Army, the SEALs in the Navy, the special operators in the Air Force, they're all considering changing the diets of these warriors, changing the diets to a ketogenic diet, which is controversial to say the least. We'll see where that goes. By the way, a Russian admiral has spoken up and said it's not weird at all that sailors were sunbathing shirtless as a Russian destroyer ran up on a U.S. warship and then crossed directly in front of it, causing a near collision. He said there is a time for war and a time for sunbathing. So said the admiral. In the meantime, it created a international incident. Now, the U.S. cannot expect to stay safe, warned the Iranian foreign minister on Monday. Iran's foreign minister warned that the U.S. cannot expect to stay safe after launching what he describes as an economic war against Tehran, taking a hardcore stance amid a visit to by Germany's top diplomat seeking to defuse the tensions there. And, of course, that's Andrea Merkel. Not sure that did any good. And the U.S. envoy has launched a new push on Afghanistan peace talks with the Taliban. Renewed efforts are underway to jumpstart the stalled peace talks with the Taliban as a U.S. envoy is in Kabul, and Pakistani and Afghan officials are meeting in Islamabad right now. We'll see what happens to that, if anything. And Fort Trump, remember Fort Trump we heard that talked about? That's the new base that Poland wants to build in Poland. An aide to Polish President Andrzej Duda says that negotiations to increase the U.S. military presence in Poland have concluded and were a success, and the new Fort Trump will become a reality in Poland sooner rather than later. Now, that's going to be good because the Poles love our president and love the United States, and they are definitely solid allies of the United States. Okay, we're coming back to take a look at our second Truckers Highway Report. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention GCN Self-Reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Love Machine? Aw, 10-4, pig pen. For sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Arizona, noon on the 7th of June, when they highballed over the pass. Bulldog Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking bores, seat cover starting to gain. Now, Beaver, you were trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your train.
Alrighty, that's from the movie back in the day called Convoy, and that was Kris Kristofferson, Ally McGraw were the two star players, the truckers up front leading the protest, the truckers' protest, and of course Ernest Borgnine was the original sheriff in that movie, and that's going back a number of years. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the latest Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. And let's not forget that we have a lot of things that are going on tonight weather-wise. It has to do mostly with heat, and with the heat, we'll have an issue. Let me just read the statement, and I'll tell you where it is. Excessive heat is definitely going to be in the west, from the desert southwest all the way on out to the Pacific Northwest, underneath a large ridge of high pressure. Heat warnings and or advisories are in effect for many of the major metro areas, including Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, San Diego, and San Francisco, just to name the big cities for sure. And also, a concern is a threat now for the isolated dry thunderstorms that may occur in Northern California. And Northern California into Oregon could start a forest fire, could start another wildfire up in that area. So be on the alert for that, because it's very dry in all the heat. Now, let me take you out west and tell you what's going on. And by the way, Oklahoma, we just had some threat of thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms pop up in the Oklahoma City area and right along the Wichita Falls, Texas border with Oklahoma. Apparently there may be some storms developing as we speak in that area, headed towards the northeast, which would include Oklahoma City. And, of course, just keep your weather radios on, and if you're traveling, make sure you pay attention to what's going on. We don't want you to drive into a problem. Now, let's take a look at where the high heat temperatures are. Obviously, Arizona, Phoenix to Yuma, Phoenix across to Needles, Phoenix across to all the way into Barstow, California, up on the north part from Kingman, Arizona, too, by the way. Las Vegas, up and down through there in the high desert, along the California border, the higher elevations to the north and the west of Las Vegas, coming in from California in the high desert, a high heat warning there, as well as in the valleys out east of Los Angeles, Ontario, and let's see, San Bernardino. You're going to have some real problems out there in terms of the heat. Also, the snow is melting in the San Bernardino Mountains, so you got some flash flood watches there. And up in the northern part of California, as well as I-5 going straight up through Oregon, you've got problems there with the heat, and you've got some unsettled weather conditions, and probably going to have some fire threat warnings issued for the central part of Washington State and the central part of Oregon as well tonight. You've got flash flood watches in eastern Utah, all the way from the Idaho line and the Wyoming line down to Arizona. The same thing in the west part of Colorado, west of I-25, all the way from the New Mexico border all the way up to Wyoming and into Wyoming, where between Cheyenne and Laramie tomorrow, you've got flash flood watches right now for the snow that's melting in the higher elevations, packing up the streams, if you will. You've got a unsafe weather advisory for the Dallas Metroplex and that area in general right now, where the air is not all that pleasant. Also around Galveston, the same thing there. And also in Louisiana, you've got some flood watches there tonight from all the water that's coming down from the north, which it is. And also along the northeastern part of Georgia, that would be Savannah. You've got some rain in that area. You've also got there in that area, you've got Myrtle Beach and up towards the Well, about halfway up the coastline there of South Carolina, you've got not only some rain, but also some flood watches there, too, for the heavy rain they've been getting. Now, keep in mind our Truckers Highway Imbiber report brought to you by Pilot and Flying J, your home away from home right now. Pilots and Flying J's, they're not your dad's truck stop. These are modernized. They're really well set up the way that they've remodeled them and made them look. Stop into one of your favorite Pilot or Flying J's today in your travels and tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up with a free cup of coffee. All right, well, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is here with us. And we had a report yesterday. Some are calling this fake news. The people I've talked to have said that there's half-truths to this. But it looks like as if President Trump is having some thoughts about whether or not he should actually make the temporary Department of Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan the full-term guy. And good morning, Denise Simon. What are you hearing?
Hello. He's already nominated him to be the permanent full secretary. What's at issue here is that there's not a lot of inside support and outside support. There's not those that are pushing back. It's just that there's not a lot of people that are necessarily, you know, championing Shanahan. So Trump is just wondering if this is really the right guy. So this is kind of where we are with this one. I think that, Shanahan is just, you know, he's just doing, essentially enough to kind of get by at the Pentagon. He's very supportive of Trump. But there's not a lot of yippy skippiness around Shanahan that, makes him, you know, a happy, exciting candidate.
Well, the military guys that I've been talking to are telling me that they're not impressed with Shanahan from a military perspective because he lacks the knowledge. He understands the operations when it comes to contracts and that sort of stuff, procuring things from the outside, because he's been involved as a bidder himself through a Boeing when he was over there. But as far as, you know, the military understanding what it is they do and why they do it, the beans and the bullets and why they have to have troops here and there, he doesn't quite get it. That's what I'm being told.
I mean, that's possible, but I have no idea what's happening at the water cooler when it comes to Shanahan. I haven't seen any huge issues with them personally. I haven't read anything. So, I mean, they're just kind of rocking along. I imagine there's going to be a couple of hearings that are coming up, you know, in Congress on the Armed Services Committee and whatever for budgets and so forth. So maybe we need to pay attention to see how they go.
Okay, here comes the music in my ear. That means that we're going to take a top of the hour break. And by the way, I am going to mention Boeing because, you know, Boeing hasn't sold a new aircraft in quite a while. Oh, okay. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.